So it's a beautiful fall day today here in New Hampshire, and I'm waiting for Steve to arrive any minute now to help me dig up some sunchokes.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Such a wonderful fall day, huh?
Oh my gosh, we really lucked out with this weather. It's so beautiful today.
So here we are in the harvest season in your garden, Bobby.
Yes. Yeah. You know me. You know, I'm a pretty big gardener. And, you know, we just heard this story from Amy Rose Full about the seven sisters. And I have to say, I never knew there were seven sisters. I grow the three sisters, corn, beans, and squash. But I read this article she wrote and I realized I actually grow six out of the seven. I don't grow tobacco. I never occurred to me to do so. But this is actually right now the season to dig up sunchokes. Everything else in my garden is dead or dying, looking pretty sad. But right now is the season for sunchokes.
All right. Well, I'll grab one of these shovels.
Yeah, maybe I'll grab a pitchfork. You grab a shovel. We'll see what works best. So it's just right here in front of us, and you would probably have no idea that there's food growing in this patch of dead-looking, dried-up weeds. But
as a matter of fact, it don't look like much of nothing going on here.
It doesn't, but had you been here like end of September, beginning of October, that's when sunchokes are blooming. And it's great because it's just when all of the other blooming flowers are done that sunchokes come out, and they're this beautiful yellow flower, and they're in the sunflower family. Mm-hmm. And they're a wonderful late-season food for pollinators. You know, I've seen them covered in bees and even some straggling butterflies that are still hanging around. Love the sunchokes.
Yeah, these guys are really tall.
Yeah, they must be, what, 8 feet tall or so?
Yeah, those are big. And there's, I see the remnant of the flower on the top there.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of dark and shriveled, and the leaves are shriveled.
Yeah, they don't look like much right now, but this is actually the time to harvest them. And I was thinking maybe we could start along the edges, because the other thing about sunchokes is that they just spread and they'll take over this whole little field here. Here I have some horseradish growing, so I sort of like to, you know, maybe get on that side of it.
All right, so we'll come on the other side of the horseradish. You want to come in? Okay. Ooh, your soil is so dark and rich, Bobby.
Mm. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wow, look at these, Bobby. You grew some big ones, huh?
Steve, I did so little to grow these, but yeah, they do look good. They're white, sort of like a potato, but with all these little funky knobs all over them.
So what do they want? Where do they need to be? In the bright sun?
Yeah, they like sun, not too wet. And honestly, if you leave any one or two behind, they'll just take off the next year. So growing sunchokes is sort of a commitment. You're almost never really going to be rid of them. Which is okay. I like them.
And this comes from the Native American tradition. People grew this in North America long before people came from Europe and Africa here.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very much a Native American food. And Amy Rose Full told us it was one of the seven sisters, one of the most important foods that the Native Americans grew. Really important part of their food culture.
Well, I can see why, especially in terms of timing. Here it is November, and you're getting a nice harvest. And
yeah, exactly. And honestly, you can harvest these pretty much year-round. I mean, once the ground is frozen, it would be a pretty arduous task, but you could. All right. Well, shall we go cook up some sunchokes?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so we're in the kitchen. Make some room here. I already popped the oven on, so it's preheating for us. And first thing we need to do, obviously, is wash them. They're pretty dirty.
Oh, yeah. They come with a bit of dirt.
Oh, yeah, very dirty. So I think part of the reason why maybe they're not so popular as a food anymore is that they actually have a bad reputation as sort of giving you some intestinal problems, sort of like beans, you know? But if you don't overdo it, if you just have a few, it should be okay. Also, they're not like potatoes in that they don't last all that long. Just less than a week or so in the fridge and they're going to start to shrivel up on you. Okay. Wash these, put the clean ones in the bowl. Ah, that should be good enough to start, huh?
All right.
Turn this off. We can slice some up, olive oil, salt, sort of chip style.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
So we patted them dry. We cleaned them. We'll put some olive oil, salt, and pepper. Throw them in the oven.
All right.
So this is set at about 375. I guess it might take 15 minutes or maybe something like that.
All right. But these are better for you than potatoes, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. They're really good for you. They are really high in iron. One little sunchoke has as much iron as 3 ounces of red meat. And they're supposed to be really good at stabilizing blood sugar. So for diabetics, this would be a superfood. I think they're also high in protein, all sorts of nutrients. They're really, really good for you.
Mm.
So I think these are about done, Steve. Let's check it out. I think you just want to cook them until they're pretty soft. All right, let me grab a spatula and a couple forks and plates. Okay.
Here we go.
Bon provecho.
All right, you're the cook. You tell me what you think.
Okay. It's really hot. They're so good.
Mm.
They're so good. They're such an underrated food, really. They're like kind of sweet, not in a sweet potato sweet way, but just kind of sweet and nutty. They're really delicious, in my opinion. But this is your first time, so you give me your honest assessment.
Okay. Hmm. Wow. A little towards the parsnip end of things.
The texture is a little parsnippy. I could see that. They're more, they're not, I don't know, what's the word? Powdery, like a potato?
No.
Mm. And some of the edges are of a little bit of crunch to them. The middle is super, super soft. And the edge is just a tiny bit crunchy.
Boy, I bet these would be great in a soup.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could probably treat them any way you treat a root vegetable, in a soup, in a stew. You could pan fry them if you slice them, you know, pretty small. You can shred them. You can eat them raw. You know, what can a sunchoke do? They are just the gift that keep on giving. You can harvest them all year. They're super easy to grow.
I know. I've learned something today, Bobby. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for coming. I'm glad you like them. And Steve, you're going to take some home, right? Because we have about 20 pounds of sunchokes over here.
Okay. Yeah, but I have to cook them up in the next couple of days.
You do.
But they're really good.
Yeah.
Mmm. I have another bite here.
Yeah.
Well, there's another piece here. I don't think I should let it go to waste.
No, certainly not.